Today, on this episode of the PureDirect Special Spotlight.
If we can go above the level of the cytokines, above the level of the T cells that make those cytokines, and target the antigen-specific T cells is where that OX40 pathway lives.
Today, Drs. Bunick and Sharari join the podcast to discuss targeting the OX40 pathway in atopic dermatitis, lessons learned from recent clinical data in this PureDirect Specialist Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Hello, I'm Christopher Bunick, Associate Professor of Dermatology at the Yale School of Medicine in New Haven, Connecticut.
And I'm Mona Shariari, an Associate Clinical Professor of Dermatology at Yale as well.
Thank you for joining me today, Mona.
Happy to be here.
We're diving into an evolving topic in atopic dermatitis care, the OX40 pathway, and taking a closer look at what recent clinical data have taught us. Mona, can you explain to us what is the rationale for targeting the OX40 and OX40 ligand signaling pathway in atopic dermatitis?
So it's really interesting because for the longest time, we've thought about AD disease control as being suppressing flares. But we have this potential to retrain the immune system and help those T cells rebalance to potentially not only get patients' disease control, but have this off-drug remission that some patients can experience. And what we currently have in our therapeutic landscape is we have our JAK inhibitors, we have our targeted cytokine blockers or receptor blockers. But if you look at the landscape, we still have patients, despite this toolbox, who are not getting to those high levels of disease control, which makes you wonder, is there a need for other agents that can potentially treat the heterogeneity of disease that we see? Because I don't know about you, when I was in med school, they told us that atopic dermatitis is a disease of childhood. It pops up in the flexures and you pretty much grow out of it. But in the year 2026, we understand it to be so much more heterogeneous than that. And there's still that unmet need for agents that can treat the variety of phenotypes and endotypes of disease that we see every day.
What do you think makes up the early promise and scientific enthusiasm behind targeting the OX40 and OX40 ligand pathway?
So the thought process is really, if we can go above the level of the cytokines, above the level of the T cells that make those cytokines, and target the antigen-specific T cells is where that OX40 pathway lives. And I'm going to give us a little bit of a primer on immunology. Our OX40 ligand actually sits on our antigen-presenting cell, and our OX40 sits on our T cell. And when it comes to the activation of our naive T cell to a regular T cell, we need two signals to make that happen. The first signal is that antigen-presenting cell presents an antigenic peptide to our T cell in the terms of T cell receptor. That's the initial phase that needs to happen. After that, though, we have the inducible signals, which are our OX40 ligand on the APC and the OX40 on the T cell itself. And as a result of that interaction, we get a whole host of other immune responses that actually sustain the inflammation. And some of the things that happen is we get more T cells being produced. We have more flavors of T cells that are differentiated. We get our Tregs that are impacted. We get a promotion of the production of memory T cells. So a lot of things are happening on that molecular level that if we could potentially block all of that, we have the potential to treat that downstream impact of the different pathways that lead to the various clinical phenotypes of disease that we have. And I think one thing about this pathway that's unique is we have the potential to restore balance to our T cells, because these T cells in this pathway are not functioning the way they're supposed to. They were there for a reason. They're meant to protect us from various pathogens. But in atopic dermatitis, that protection is kind of an overdrive, and it goes down the deep end very quickly.
I think you described really well the promise of targeting this pathway with what you just said. What are the lessons we've learned from recent clinical trials involving two therapies, in particular, rocatinlimab and amlitelimab?
Yeah, so there are a couple of different agents that are currently under investigation. The two that you mentioned are the ones in the latest stage development, phase 3. And actually, in their phase 2 trials, one thing we found is that long-lived responses off drug might be a possibility. But we both know that phase 2 has small numbers, so we explored this potential in our phase 3 trials. And what we're already seeing is not only at week 24, which is the primary endpoint for both the trials, do we not see a plateauing of effect of these drugs? We see that there is that potential for even more improvement over time. But in particular, we're going to study how these drugs do when the medication is taken away. Is there a potential for durable off-drug disease remission? And that would really be the hope. But what we currently have from the clinical data that has been released shows that there is this potential for long-lived responses after week 24 on drug all the way out to week 52. This was from the AMLI trial data that was just recently released. But also we're seeing the potential for Q12-week dosing off the bat with amlitelimab, which is very unique in the atopic dermatitis space because currently the best we have off the bat is every 4 weeks at baseline.
When we think about therapies, we often think about efficacy, but safety is so important for our patients and the clinicians writing these medications. What do we know from either the phase 2 or phase 3 trials about the safety of targeting the OX40 and OX40 ligand pathway?
You hit the nail on the head. When we're targeting a brand new pathway, safety, safety, safety is what comes to mind because we just don't know what can happen. And thankfully, the safety signals we saw in our phase 2 trials for both of those drugs actually were similar to what we saw in phase 3. But just to kind of give you a high-level overview, pyrexia was something that popped up with rocatinlimab. That was most common after the first injection, and then it tended to resolve on its own after 48 hours. With amlitelimab, we saw the traditional things like atopic dermatitis, nasopharyngitis. But interestingly, the treatment emergent adverse events with AMLI, whether it was just your straight up treatment emergent adverse events, the TEAEs that led to treatment discontinuation, or even some of those serious adverse events, they were comparable between the treatment arm and the placebo arm. So thus far, with 24 weeks of phase 3 data, we are not seeing anything that's really striking to us, but I definitely want to see long-term data because this is a new pathway for us.
When we think about the future of atopic dermatitis and OX40 and OX40 ligand targeted therapies, what can we do to reassure our colleagues that this is an effective pathway to target? And where do you see that innovation going in this pathway? For example, when you talk about the week 24 data, I do think some of our colleagues are going to want to know, well, what about the first 24 weeks? How do we improve the atopic dermatitis quickly for patients that need fast relief?
So that's an excellent question because we're used to week 12 and week 16 atopic dermatitis. Week 24 and 80 is a long time. And if you're a patient, you're suffering for a long time until you can see some of those outputs. And for this class, to get those long-lived responses, to get that extended dosing, you are going to have that trade-off of speed. However, there is a molecule in development. It's called APG279, which combines an extended half-life IL-13 with an OX40 ligand targeting molecule. And the thought process is maybe by targeting the IL-13, we can get a little bit of speed up front, but also by targeting OX40 ligand, we get the other benefits that we just talked about. But obviously, it's in very early stage development. However, this might give some of our colleagues reassurance that there is a place for this pathway in our space.
That combination of an IL-13 targeted therapy with an OX40 ligand targeted therapy is incredibly intriguing. The caveat is we have so many bi- and trispecifics in development. That particular therapy is a cocktail, just another variant of all the innovation that's happening in atopic dermatitis, not only combining therapies, but as cocktails or bi- and trispecifics. And so that's even true for the OX40 and OX40 ligand space. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise, Simona. This has been a great discussion.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been my pleasure. And thank you all for joining us as we explored the role of the OX40 pathway in atopic dermatitis.
And that's today's Specialist Spotlight. Thank you for joining this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup or just ask, what's my Flash Briefing? Thanks today to our guests, Drs. Bionic and Sharari. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.